After Monday's earthquake, some Indonesian communities are still without power or running water. Some relief for that area has been diverted from nearby Aceh province, where an earthquake and tsunami hit last December. Juggling these two catastrophes in the same region has challenged relief workers. Jan Egeland is Emergency Relief Coordinator for the United Nations.
The populations have been struck now by two of the eight worst earthquakes for the last 100 years. What was a consolation in all of this is that we now have a phenomenal aid machinery in place. The same night that the earthquake was reported, our people worked all night to set up a machinery that worked as of dawn, when helicopters and boats and teams of medical people went straight there, and now people are getting medical relief and food is being distributed.
This also gives us an opportunity to think again about that part of the world and to check up on some of the relief money that was pledged in the days immediately following the tsunami in December. Can you remind us how much ultimately the world community promised to deliver to that region?
Well, what we have recorded is $6.4 billion that was pledged. The UN appealed for close to $1 billion, $986 million. Over 90% have now been either contributed or we have firm commitments. And this is the first time ever that a such ambitious appeal has been nearly fully covered within the 6 months emergency period that we appealed for.
The more standard pattern, if I may ask, is that people pledge a lot of money and then never quite get around to delivering it, or they're delayed in delivering it?
Well, there are two standard patterns. One is that we don't get any money, neither pledged, nor committed, nor contributed. I give one example. Guyana in South America had one third of the country flooded in the same January as the tsunami. Because we knew that we got so little attention, we only asked for about $6 million, and we ended up getting $2.5 million, even though hundreds of thousands of people were struck and lost their homes. Then there are other emergencies, like the enormous catastrophe of Mitch of Central America.
Hurricane Mitch.
It got an equal nearly amount of attention. It got billions of dollars of pledges altogether, and I think we got only a third of that. I think this time we will get the clear majority of the $6.4 billion, also because we have a better system now of whipping in the money. We will not forget on behalf of the people we will help.
With all that money coming in from all those different sources, is there sufficient funding to deal with all the problems from this huge catastrophe?
If the governments especially now honor their pledges, we will have enough, also because there is an economy in many of these countries affected that will complement the effort.
Jan Egeland is the United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator. He's in New York City. Thanks very much.
Thank you.